Good morning, Morningside. It is a pleasure to stand before you today on behalf of your pastor nominating committee, the PNC. I have two messages to squeeze into one, so I'm going to talk fast. The first message is an update on the PNC's work, and the second message is closely tied to that work. Before I begin, I'd like for my colleagues on the PNC to stand as their names are called so they can add their presence to my words. Anne Barnett, Ellen Brown, Sarah Brownlee, Greg Morton, Michael Perez, our chair, Michael Dunlap. Recently, I read a quote that said, "Don't ask the Lord to guide your steps unless you're willing to move your feet." Well, for the past few months, we have been moving our feet on your behalf. You elected and commissioned us to do that. We have gone to churches inside Georgia and outside Georgia. We have looked at candidates inside the presbytery and outside the presbytery. I'm happy to report that we are in the final stage of our process. That's step 6 on the PNC search process on the Morningside website. Step 6 calls for the PNC to interview the top candidates and make a selection. Morningside, we're nearing the conclusion of our work. When you look at the chart, you will see 8 steps. Well, those last 2 steps will move quickly because the heavy lifting is being done now at step 6. Please help us to honor and maintain the integrity and confidentiality of the search process. We are asking you to trust us and the search process a little longer and to not get impatient. Please don't ask us, off in a corner somewhere or in a hall or the ladies' bathroom or the men's room, "Come on, honey, you can tell me. We've been friends a long time. Do we have a pastor yet?" If we are asked, we will answer. We are on step 6. We have felt your prayers traveling with us as we have moved our feet. But now we come to you asking you to move your feet as well. This is my second message to you. In 2 Sundays, we will present our pledges to our Morningside sisters and brothers and to God. Part of being faithful to the future that our Time of Promise campaign has now made possible is funding that future. Now, as Presbyterians, we don't go in for fish fries and barbecue dinners. And since we don't do that, we have to make our budget the old-fashioned way, the way Moses and his Levites did in the desert, the way Solomon and his subjects did in Jerusalem, when God's house and God's people needed funds with which to work. What is that old-fashioned way? Tithes and offerings, our pledges. It may be helpful to think of our stewardship campaign as a 3-legged stool. The first leg will prepare us for our new pastoral leadership. The second leg will ensure our church has a strong foundation for our children and youth. And the third leg will help us sustain and expand our mission into the community at large and the world at large. We want to build a strong 3-legged stool, not for sitting on, but for standing on, for clearer visibility. We want a stool that will support our new leader so she or he can be clearly seen as they lead us into that future we are envisioning. What better gift could we give our new pastor than to give them a healthy budget? A budget supported by all of us. The time to begin being faithful to our future is now. As we prepare ourselves to receive our new pastor, let us also prepare ourselves fiscally. Let us welcome our new leader with clear, tangible, countable signs of our support of their leadership into our future. Morningside, God has begun a wonderful work here. It is evident in the explosive and steady growth of our membership. It is definitely evident in the numbers of our children. Now it is up to us to show our faith and our faithfulness to that future God is giving us by pledging strongly. I leave you with these words of encouragement from Exodus. And they came, everyone whose heart was stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service. Thank you.